Good morning. This is John Rastetter, Vice President of Sales for Pomarco. I'm here with Dax Hughes, Principal of Alu International. It represents Pomarco in the country of Mexico. And we're sitting here at the AICC Mexico annual event in Guadalajara. Good morning, Dax.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, as I spent time the last few days here in Mexico, you know, there's a lot of excitement in the industry about not only this year, but the future growth of the entire industry. It mimics what's happening around the world. What are your impressions of Mexico?
Yeah, no, we see the market very strong. There's a lot of investments in Mexico. It piggybacks on the U.S. I think the U.S. economy is doing well. They feel very positive about the future here. They've had some rough years, but it's bounced back very nicely. There is a little caveat, though. There's a big election coming up in a month or so, July 1st. So that always worries people when there's an election, a change in the government. But they feel confident this time that there won't be a huge devaluation. So they're not pulling back on any investments. And there's just a positive outlook over here right now.
I've noted in some of the companies we visited this week that they're making investments not only in standard production equipment, but some high graphic equipment as well. So they're really beginning to push the envelope on process print, higher quality board. And they're really doing a nice job.
Yeah, no, they're following suit. You know, they learn and they watch what the U.S. is doing. And there's a lot of interaction between the two countries, obviously, because of the paper purchase consumption. You know, Mexico can't consume all the paper it needs itself, so they have to import a lot of paper. So there's that relationship with the U.S. And they stay really close. They pay close attention to what's happening. For example, this AICC show, AICC brings a lot of the current trends that's happening, and there's a huge attendance this year. I think it's the biggest attendance in 18 years down here in Mexico. And a lot of the Mexican ownership and boards, presidents, they all travel to the U.S. and they attend the CAPI shows and the Supercore Expos, and they see what's going on. And those trends trickle down here. So if the U.S. has a strong economy and they're flourishing, Mexico usually falls right behind.
That's fantastic. I know that 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the attendance here was in the 100 company level. I understand, and certainly from the look of the room today and yesterday, there's 200 people or 200 separate organizations that are registered. So just the level of participation in the AICC is significant. So we know that the economy is performing well. So the question now becomes, it can't be just the economy that's given the ALU organization two really good years in a row of growth. What do you think is driving that beyond just the buoyancy of the market?
Well, I think, you know, we've been present here for many years, 20 years or so, and as far as our relationship with Pomarco, and we have a good base of customers. And the tendency to try to look for better printing, look for a little higher graphics, not get away from the bread and butter, which is still brown box, but there's always that opportunity for a little nicer graphics. And certainly the eFlow has been a big influence. We're able to offer the higher sales, hold the volume for these customers, and they're willing to take that leap of faith, that risk, because of the history we've had with them. And once they've done that, I think we've seen a growth in conversion of roles from traditional lasers to eFlow, and I think that has helped our growth here.
You know, having two manufacturing plants to service you here in Mexico must be a benefit as well. There's a lot of your work that's done in our California facility, La Palma. There's an equal amount done out of our Atlanta facility. How does having those two unique locations help in being able to service your customers?
That's a great point. Logistics comes into play, because obviously when you're shipping corrugated or analog rolls for the corrugated industry, the freight cost has to be factored in the total cost, the importation, exportation. So all our Western clients we ship to the La Palma, California location. And the clients don't, the quality coming out of both facilities is undeniably spot on. You can't tell from one to the other. So that advantage of logistics is a good plus for us, so that we can allow the customers to not have to pay the high freight cost for going from one facility to the other. We just keep them West Coast, East Coast.
That's fantastic. Well, Dax, I appreciate your time, and it's really been a pleasure to make some customer calls with you down here in Guadalajara. Look forward to doing it again.
Of course, anytime. You're welcome, and I think this is a good show. We've got a few more days left, and I think it's going to be very successful. And we'll continue to work hard and grow the market here in Mexico for Comarco.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks.